Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Will we ever get another five-year farm bill, or do we face another short-term extension? Kentucky Farm Bureau Vice President Eddie Melton says that's a good question, as the latest one-year extension ended September 30th.
So we had that in place for this year, but that expired. So actually, we're not under a farm bill right now, and my personal opinion is it looks like with everything else going on in Washington right now that a farm bill's probably not going to happen again. There are rumors of what could happen, but probably maybe looking at some kind of extension again, maybe toward the end of the year.
How farm programs work will impact farmer decisions, and they'd like to know before they plant. With all that in mind, Melton says it's especially critical to take every precaution.
The main thing that I think that most in agriculture now are looking for is that safety net of crop insurance, and of course it's administered by the Risk Management Agency, but crop insurance is so important with the high input cost that we have and the risk that is involved with it. It's just very important that everyone have that crop insurance as we move forward.
In many cases, it's a necessity.
Lenders now seem to be they want to protect their loans, and crop insurance helps them have that level of safety with the loan and that they know that they will have an income there.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Farm Bureau Vice President Eddie Melton says every farmer's situation is different, but one thing they all share is the expense of getting a crop in and risk.
With the cost of machinery and the input cost and land rents and everything that there is, there's a lot of money that moves around, and to do it without crop insurance of any scale at all would be just, I think, would be devastating. It could be.
A very recent case in point.
2012 was just a devastating year for the whole state of Kentucky and a lot of the United States. Crops were just not good, and there were a lot of claims filed, but that's what you buy insurance for, and it kept a lot of people in business.
He knows all about it.
I've not had very many claims on my farm before, but I had a claim in 2012, and I'm glad that I had my crop insurance.
Perhaps the most important input of all. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.